George Durrett.
Control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you. You can get them for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours, we give it away, freetalklive.com. And that includes all of the archives, by the way. They go back for years. Plus, you get to control the content of the site itself by voting on, vote it down, whatever item you see there that you like or dislike. You can actually submit items to the site as well. It's a social bookmarking feature. So see it for yourself over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls about anything for those of you just tuning in. We've been talking about a topic that is, it's pretty depressing. It's suicide. And what brought it up was, Nemi, you had a couple of longtime friends, apparently, out of nowhere, as it likely happens for most people.
As it seems for most people.
I don't think most people see it coming. They might notice that their friend is a little down and out or whatever, but most people don't really... since you're not thinking of suicidal thoughts yourself on a regular basis, you don't tend to project that to others, I don't think.
And or so if you are, you're probably a little preoccupied with your own stuff.
Right. So it tends to be a surprise, I think, for a lot of folks when this happens. And so we're going to go to the phones to continue the discussion. Kelvin is on the line in Colorado on the Amp Lines. Hey, Kelvin.
Hey,
Kelvin.
Ian and Mark.
Welcome, sir.
Demi, I don't know, I guess this is mostly directed to you. I've had two good friends commit suicide, and we have a small group of guys that have known each other since, junior high school.
Did you see it coming?
No, not in the slightest bit, either one of them. But the first one, the feeling that we friends shared among ourselves was, there was a lot of anger there about, why did this guy not, ask for some kind of help? We were, would have been there for him and blah, blah, blah. And it all affected us deeply. And we all had our own, you come to some conclusions after that. And several years later, another one of these guys, committed suicide too, and I was much closer to this guy. He's a libertarian-minded person and a prepper / survivalist kind of guy. Very rational. If I was going to bet who the last person on earth that would ever possibly kill themselves, it would have been this guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he never told anybody about it. He didn't ask for help. We were all really mad about it. And, after thinking about this for a while, I started to wonder what could or should I have done about it anyway. Also, I'm like 1,000 miles away from where he lives, too. But even if I had been there, but if you have someone that's a libertarian and you respect their judgment and their rights, ownership of their body and life, and you know that they may, this isn't that kind of guy that just flies off at the handle and does something. He reasons through stuff, tries to figure out every possible option. And
he thought about this for a while, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there any explanation? Was there any...
He had an extreme amount of emotional pain over an extended period of time, having to do with the situation with his spouse who became his ex-spouse and his kids, and then a new relationship he was getting into, and then that fell totally apart, and he hit this sense, once you hit the sense and it's like truly to the core of your being that it's hopeless, then, and there's just nothing but pain and pain and pain, and if you don't have religious things preventing you from doing it, you know, I think it could be a rational choice to do that. Now, I know that goes against all, you know, it's like by definition, if you want to kill yourself, then you're mentally ill.
That's not true. Yeah, that's not true necessarily.
Yeah. No, I don't believe it's true either, but I'm just saying by, like, that's the conventional wisdom.
Yeah.
If you talk to any doctors or whatever, that's what they'll tell you. But, you know, here's the part that I came out of this with that was really useful, is I think that he made the decision, and he had been through this experience with the friend before who had killed himself, and all the, you know, the guilt that the survivors feel and everything else. And he did it the way he did, and didn't tell anybody about it, I believe, to actually, in part, to spare us the guilt, because then we wouldn't have had to wrestle with, you know, what should we have done,
What should we have done differently?
So what did
right.
he do?
Because should we have interfered with this guy's, you know, his sovereignty and, you know, forcibly tried to drag him down to the emergency room and all this? And, you know, and like I said, this isn't just somebody that's acting on a whim. This is someone that's thought this out thoroughly. You know, and other than having discussions and trying to talk him out of it, which also we were all going to get together in about 6 weeks, so I don't know. I really wish he could have held off until then, and then we could have had a, you know, serious discussion with all of this. Well, you know, his
isn't
best friend
that,
on Earth.
Mark had asked the question what the method was.
Yeah, well, what was, you know, what did he do in order to spare you this grief?
Well, by not, you know, running around going, I feel like I'm going to kill myself.
I see.
You know, blah, blah, blah. Then we were spared the, you know, well, gee, what should I have done? Could it? If this guy wanted to kill himself, he would do it. You know, it didn't matter what anybody else
yeah.
did or thought or whatever. And so we would have run around, you know, trying to figure out what should we do? Mm-hmm. Should we, you know, do this, that, or nothing, or talk to him or whatever? And then in the end, when we failed, then, you know, we failed.
Right.
Whereas this way, we, you know, we didn't even know. We didn't have a chance. The only thing we
but you were still beating yourself
not
up over. Yeah.
Not being able to read his mind or something. And, so at first it was, I was still beating myself and the rest of my friends were beating themselves about it. And then, you know, we spent long hours talking about all this stuff. And that was sort of the conclusion we came to, was that actually he thought about all of this, knowing how it goes to have a friend kill themselves, and decided this was the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Because he decided to do it. He did it. He didn't threaten or thrash or whatever.
I think it's interesting that you said that you were mad, that you and your friends were mad about this. Why?
Well, because we were a very tight-knit group. We had made, you know, plans about what we would do under various situations that might befall the country and, you know, situations we would help each other out no matter what. You know, if we had to go rob a bank to pay for some peace operation or whatever, you know, we would have done this stuff for each other. And to have this happen and him not, you know, not to ask for the help that we would have gladly given, just, you know, really, really pissed us off.
Yeah.
And plus, there's the selfish part of it. It's like, okay, now he's gone and we don't get to have his input in his company and share.
Right.
Our lives all together, and, you know, and he did this to us. You know, that's coming from the selfish point of view.
Yeah.
But when you step back and realize what horrible pain he must have been in.
Right.
Had to have been.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's natural and not surprising at all that people would you know, feel slighted when you take away the opportunity they have to interact with someone that they love, and that's, you know, that's that. I mean, Ian, you know, you and I have a deal here, and if you decide to commit suicide, you know, what's that do to me in Free Talk Live?
Well, right. In that case, you'd have a reason to be mad because I was essentially walking out on a deal. But if you're
everybody's walking out on a deal, man.
But
I mean,
if you're just
all relationships,
if you're just friends with somebody, then I'm glad, Kelvin, you came to the conclusion that there wasn't anything to be mad about. That obviously he made this choice very deliberately, and it was the right choice for him. I thank you for the call tonight. We're coming up 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find on the site for free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the mobile site. Those of you with a smartphone, you can go to M as in mobile.
www.freetalklive.com to access the mobile site, which will allow you quick, easy access to our live streams in broadband, midband, and narrowband flavors, different size bit rates for different size internet connections. And they're all free, of course, over at m.freetalklive.com. You want the best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime? You've got to get together with other people that think like you. In fact, I was on the air with John Bush this morning in Austin, Texas, and I posted that to our SoundCloud profile, by the way, so folks can listen to that if they were not able to hear it in Austin. And we were talking about the idea of concentrating activism, and it makes sense. Not only does it make sense, it works. We've seen real crystal clear examples of how it works. One of them, just recently, with the gentleman who was acquitted of growing marijuana, felony marijuana manufacturing charges, as they call them.
As if you could manufacture a plant.
Yep. He was acquitted by a jury of his so-called peers. Because there was a lady on that jury who was from the Free State Project.
I meant to ask about this. Was that a found not guilty, or was it a hung jury?
Straight up not guilty.
Wow.
Yeah. All 12 of them voted for not guilty. They changed.
Yeah, but they did.
There was a split between the sides and the jury, and everybody ended up going with nullification on that. And it had to do with point number one. The fact that the judge read a very clear statement about jury nullification to the jury. One that was so clear, I was shocked. I did not understand why a judge would do something like this, because it seems like normally they are the enemies of justice and that they, you know, want to keep the ideas of jury nullification obscure for people. But this judge made it crystal clear to the jury exactly what they had the power to do, and that helped empower them to do that.
Was this a different reading than the one we heard at Damo's trial?
Very different.
Yeah, because this is my understanding is the new jury nullification law in New Hampshire isn't actually in effect until the first of the year.
That's correct.
So was this the new instruction? This is completely different.
The jury nullification law that was passed, which was helped pass by a bunch of Free State Project participants here, that law is very obscure in how it reads. It's very confusing in the language, which is why I wasn't a huge fan of it. Because I felt like it just wasn't going to clear anything up for a jury. But the way this judge specified what jury nullification was about...
There's no mistaking it.
It was awesome. I was blown away by it, and I would recommend that anybody who has a trial in New Hampshire or anywhere, for that matter, take the language that the judge used and submit it as a jury instruction to whatever judge they're facing. But the reason that became possible in the first place was because of the jury nullification bill, like it or not. It wasn't perfect in my opinion, but it's something, and nobody else has anything like that anywhere across this whole country. So you've got the jury nullification bill, step one. Step two, you have a bunch of activists here, people who love the ideas of liberty and who are willing to do something about it. One of them, a lady who's probably in her late 50s, early 60s, she gets on a jury because she doesn't look like those young punks out in Keene. She's, you know, a respectable older lady, and
she's mature.
Right. There was no question about putting her on a jury. So she made it on there and managed to also help the jury understand the ideas of jury nullification while they were back in the deliberation chambers. So,
by the way, Kathleen, very articulate and
and so nice
and convincing. So I don't doubt that this man's life, at least a portion of his life, was saved by this incident.
Yeah, but also from a larger perspective, he was saved because of the Free State Project.
I'd agree.
And this is just the beginning of the Free State Project. It's only just getting started. And we've got other successes as well. Mark, you were going to mention there's been a political win already. I guess the election hasn't happened yet, but what's going on?
Well, actually, remember I told you I had to, check my computer. I had to redo that, so I didn't pull it up.
That was an hour ago. I apologize.
Yeah, it's my fault because I didn't pull it up.
Well, then tell us about it in a little bit. I understand there was a political win of some sort.
Right, the Goffstown 6. 9 Republicans, this is from nhfreedom.wordpress.com. 9 Republicans ran for a Republican nomination to the New Hampshire House in Goffstown on September 11th. 6 of the Republican candidates were pro-liberty candidates, and 6 of the candidates were labeled pro-liberty by the New Hampshire Freedom. Even the controversial...
By New Hampshire Freedom?
New Hampshire Freedom is the name of the blog.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And even the controversial Speaker of the House of New Hampshire House endorsed 6 of the candidates. The Republican Liberty Caucus only endorsed 4 of the candidates. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, the Republican Liberty Caucus, New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, New Hampshire Liberty Alliance endorsed 5. However, the New Hampshire Freedom knew the inside story. This is the blog here, so they're puffing themselves up a little bit. The blog labeled all 6 candidates pro-liberty. Oddly enough, the New Hampshire Speaker of the House went so far as to personally endorse the 6 candidates, as he went on the guest of Gerard at Large. That's a Goffstown radio show.
So you're saying that the other 3 Republican candidates were anti-liberty, kind of typical Republicans?
Typical, yeah.
And they did not win?
That's correct. As for the 3 Republicans who lost the primary, sorry for your loss, but please educate yourselves on the principles of freedom and prosperity for all.
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Yeah, even the famous local liberal Henry David Thoreau said that government is best which governs the least.
But this just means they won a primary. I mean, that doesn't mean that they're going to win but they're the general.
A win is a win, I think.
Agreed. And this is Goffstown, and you know, this is a surrounding area of Manchester. This is a Republican stronghold. It's likely that the majority of these people will make it in, but you
know, it's, you got success all over the map here, and but if you want it to happen, you want it to happen in a larger form, get here and get active.
I'd like to point out one last thing about this. Mark Warden, the winner of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's Liberty Rep of the Year,
the Porcupine Real Estate Agent.
Porcupine Realtor, what is it?
Porcupine Real Estate
Agent.com.
Nope, it's Porcupine. Oh God, I think it's real estate. Mark,
it's
you should know this. He's your client.
It's realestate.com.
Yeah, PorcupineRealEstate.com.
Because they changed it from Porcupine Realtor.
Right, that's why we're confused. For a long time, he had a jingle that was PorcupineRealtor.com, and it's been banged into our heads. And then the realtors went after him with a lawsuit because I guess you can't use the word realtor without permission or something
from
ridiculous.
Someone, yeah. So anyway, of the people, okay, so he got 2,100 votes. The next closest was about 1,100.
So he won big time.
Yeah, like he just blew through it.
He really is good at this rep thing. Let's go to the phones here. By the way, freestateproject.org. Go there and learn more. There's 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. Somebody I've been trying to convince to move up here, Mark Stevens, is on the line calling from Phoenix. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to let you guys know that we had been speaking about this on my show for the last few weeks. Mike in Idaho is being prosecuted for 4 counts, 2 misdemeanor of willful failure to file, and 2 felony counts of tax evasion in the Coeur d'Alene District Court. And after 27 witnesses and a 10-year investigation, the jury hung on the tax evasion charge.
I want you to tell me more if you can. Stick with us, Mark. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Mark Stevens, the author of Adventures in Legal Land, is with us. And we'll talk more about this tax situation, because I know a lot of people would like to stop paying taxes, but they just can't bring themselves to find the courage to do it. Maybe this story will help. We'll see what happens here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp-edged blade to the toughest nails, New World.
New World, where we are.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Freetalklive.com. And we give you the features, including the webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact. The chat room built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
So there's a great new Bitcoin site out there. If you don't know what Bitcoins are, go to weusecoins.org. It's called blockchain.info, and blockchain.info is an online Bitcoin wallet. They also have great apps for the Android and jailbroken iPhones, and thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain never has access to your money. And this is, it's been a problem up till now, the online Bitcoin wallets, because, well, you know, there's been instances where they've been hacked and, you know, unscrupulous people have had them and stolen folks' money and that kind of thing. So blockchain.info apparently does the encryption inside the web browser, and they never have access to your, and I guess you can go there and check out their encryption and find these things out. I'm not the kind of person that can be able to tell what these what this stuff says, but you know, somebody that I know that can look at this encryption kind of thing and say, you know, with some level of certainty that they your money's safer with blockchain.info than it is with any other Bitcoin, online Bitcoin wallet, claimed that to me today, and, you know, I can only take their word for it. They don't even know how much money you have that you're sending or receiving. With blockchain, with a blockchain wallet, you can even send Bitcoins via email or to your Facebook friends or to anybody's cell phone number. They don't need to have a Bitcoin wallet for you to send them money. And this is a great service. They offer all this for free. You can get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
All right, let's continue here. We've got Mark Stevens on the line. He is the author of Adventures in Legal Land, a book which I'm a fan of, and I understand that you are putting the finishing touches on a new book, Mark. I'd love to hear more about that if you get a chance, but it wasn't the reason you called tonight. You called to tell us about a tax case, somebody that you know has been aggressed against by the bureaucrats, and it ended up going to court. Tell me the story.
And yeah, he's a MISA client that I've been working with for a few weeks now, and the culmination of a 10-year investigation by the IRS and U.S. Attorney's Office. They had a trial for tax evasion and willful failure to file. And so last Monday he started the trial, and they had 40 witnesses on their list. But after Mike had them not allow any investigation into two essential elements of the alleged crime, which was the applicability of the U.S. code itself, and that Mike believed he was obligated to pay taxes and didn't do that and didn't file the return. Every time they put a witness on the stand, he objected. The judge denied it without explanation. Mm-hmm. And when it came time to cross-examine each witness, the judge sustained the objection that he could not ask questions or investigate anything that the witness may or may not have had as far as evidence the code was applicable. So he was able to show 27 out of 27 witnesses that had no evidence to two essential elements of the crime. And I think that's why the prosecution cut their losses and decided not to call the other 13 witnesses because the same
thing. I'm confused. Can you run that by me one more time? How did he...
didn't the judge just make it impossible for him to ask questions? How was he able to show that they didn't have elements, that they weren't able, they didn't have evidence as to elements of the crime?
Well, for example, when they called the witness initially, he would object on relevance that the witness had no testimony to offer that went to the – so he would say the witness has no facts to show that the code was applicable and that I believe that I owe taxes and didn't pay and that I had an obligation to file a return and didn't. Now, those are essential elements of the crime, and the witnesses had no testimony to offer for that, so they're not relevant. And then when it got time for cross-examination – he would go into the same thing and ask him, do you have any facts to show that the U.S. code is applicable to me? And the U.S. attorney would object, and the judge would sustain it. So no questioning whatsoever on three essential elements of the crime.
So he wasn't allowed to actually get an answer to those questions, is what you're saying.
Right, exactly. Cross-examination was completely denied on those elements of the crime.
Hmm. So how was he able to hang the jury if the judge wouldn't let him?
I mean, the court was stacked. This was a kangaroo court.
Well, they all are. Right. I mean, the vast majority of them are.
Well, and that's something we took advantage of. I wrote the voir dire questions, which is voir dire is when you question the jury to see if they're going to you're going to have a fair and impartial jury. And I wrote them in such a way that I knew it inflamed the judge and prosecution. So the judge almost completely denied voir dire, which in and of itself is an automatic reversible error. We were able to bait the judge into committing an error we know should get it reversed on appeal because the two convictions on the misdemeanors.
Yeah, and that's what this is really what all you can hope to do in one of these low level courts. The fact is that they're all looking for convictions, and it all seems like it's stacked against you. I'm sure that there's some instances where it's not, but that's what it seems like. And you just need to set it up for the appeal. And
which charges?
Well, he got convicted on the two misdemeanor willful failure to file charges, but the jury was hung on the two felonies, the serious ones, the tax evasion one.
So what's the difference? I mean, willful failure to file.
Isn't that a year in jail? How much time is he facing?
Tax evasion.
Well, it has to do with the difference, but I think the deeper thing that Ian may be referencing is, what's the difference between not filing return and not paying the tax? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's not rational for them to convict him on willful failure to file if they believed he was required to file, or he believed he was required to file and didn't, as opposed to not convicting him on not paying the tax.
It's true.
It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. And I speculate it's because they realized how bad of a case the prosecution had that they had no evidence whatsoever. And so just probably out of fear, because they were all forced to be, and he made it clear in the closing argument that the jury was forced to be there on the threat of jail just as much as he was. Mm-hmm. And so I think that fear, that psychological pressure that the jury has, they figured that, well, we can't let the guy go completely, so we'll get him on the minor stuff, and he probably should be able to get that overturned on appeal, no problem. I mean, he was denied a voir dire, and my gosh, there was no evidence.
So there were only two counts of willful failure, and did he not file only for 2 years, or what? Why was there only two counts in a 10-year investigation?
That was just the only 2 years that they were investigated. They may be investigating him for other years, but that's not something I'm aware of.
Gotcha. And how long has this been working? Like, when did he finally, when did he get the notice, the first threat from them, as compared to when it actually ended up going to trial?
He got the first knock on his door by CID, the Criminal Investigation Division, in 2003. He didn't actually get indicted until about a year ago. So
wow.
They wanted to call. They had 40 witnesses on their witness list. That's a big order. And they were calling people in from the East Coast. They spent a lot of money on witnesses.
Was this guy a businessman? I mean, why did they target him, do you think?
They were targeting him because, one, yeah, he was a businessman making a lot of money, and he wasn't filing, and I guess he was vocal about it. And they wanted to make an example and maybe shake up all the people he was doing business and use him as an example.
Yeah.
Because what they told me today, what he said was that the prosecutor was pretty upset and was threatening to retry him in a few months.
Which he can do because it was a hung jury, and the only way that you can't get a retry is if he just decides to not do it.
What's the prosecutor think he's going? I mean, does he think that the guy's case is going to be different? I mean, at this point, he's
just said you get a different jury.
I mean, if you besmirch the witnesses.
Yeah, you get a different jury, but the fact remains that the prosecution, this is what's so fascinating about this. The prosecutor herself has openly stated on at least 27 of her witnesses so far that none of them have any testimony or facts to go prove the applicability of the code and that he believed that there was a legitimate obligation. So the 27 witnesses she already has are not relevant to the prosecution. It doesn't, so that's not going to change if they do refile. So I believe he's got significant grounds to stop her from refiling. Or if they do refile, that we have significant grounds to throw out any future indictment.
Mark Stevens, can you stick with us a little bit? I want to hear about your new book.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
All right, great. Hang on. Because I heard him mention it the other day on his show. He hosts his own show, The No State Project. MarkStevens.net is his website, MarkStevens.net. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Time perhaps for your call. Get on right now at 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. But if you don't get to your phone tonight in time to get on, well, that's okay. We do it 7 nights a week. You can join us any old one of them that you'd like and call in anytime you want about whatever's on your mind. Here with you in the studio, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
855-450-FREE. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, then you can help support Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to find a list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com. Back to Mark Stevens, the host of the No State Project and also author of Adventures in Legal Land, which is a book that I've enjoyed reading more than once. And we've talked to you over the years a number of times, Mark, about various different issues regarding the legal system. And it's, you know, ridiculous system, and I think the book that you, Adventures in Legal Land, is a real eye opener for folks. It's something that, you know, if you, especially if you haven't really come across the ideas of liberty before, is going to be a real shocker. But even if you have, I think the perspective that it offers about what this legal system is, and that is essentially a cover for the violence that is being committed by the people calling themselves the state. And a brilliant cover at that. They do a pretty good, you know, pretty effective job at covering up that what they do. But you've been working on another book, I guess, for the last few years. What's the intention there?
Well, it's government indicted. The name hasn't changed, it's in the final stages, and I was wanting to have it, of course, for Libertopia in a few weeks, but that the best we can do is have that be the subject of my talk. But it will be within a month or so. I will have the paperback available and the ebook.
Cool. Okay, it's going to be called Government Indicted.
I'm sorry?
Government Indicted is what it's going to be called.
Yes, it's Government Indicted. So it's the concept of government itself is the subject of a formal indictment.
So if one went to Libertopia, what would one, and how would one go to Libertopia, what would one expect to hear?
Well, I'm going to be going through the basic premise of the book and that how the concept of government is really, it's past its time. People are seeing through the fiction that just because you call yourself the government, it's okay to lie, steal, kill, and cage people, basically enslave them. And I go through the psychological elements, which I have done before, but a lot more depth, really explain why would a juror vote to convict somebody when they know full well there's no evidence. So, you know, there's a lot of social pressure and psychological pressure that explains why people are doing that. And I actually use that as the basis to get a lot of voir dire questions denied by the judge, bringing all these psychological elements that do affect a potential juror's impartiality. There are psychological reasons and there's scientific studies that show that most people, they cannot be fair and impartial in a tax situation because most people are benefiting from the tax system itself, and that's going to cloud their judgment.
Yeah, that's a really great point. Even if you're just talking about people that work for the government, people that receive some kind of government benefit, or some people that work for a company that works for the government,
huge amount of people.
That's a lot. Those are people that benefit from the tax system. You're going even further if you say somebody who drives on the roads and uses bridges and things that government has established themselves as a monopoly on.
Yeah, I've had people say that, you know, whatever they feel about the government, they're thankful because it was Medicaid and it paid for their heart surgery. How are you going to convince this individual if they're on the jury? They're all tainted to a certain degree. And how many people have not had unemployment or don't believe that at one time they need something like that? How many people have an FHA or Fannie Mae mortgage?
Right, and it's not very likely you're going to get an anarchist or somebody like that on your jury because they're probably not registered to vote or have a driver's license or something like that.
Right. So what I've done is, and it'll be in the book, is I've purposely put in questions that I know are going to generate an emotional response from the prosecutor and the judge so that I can get them to deny a voir dire completely.
So what is a voir dire for people who don't know?
Well, the voir dire is where you're questioning the jury and to see if they can be fair and impartial. So one of the questions is, do you harbor any bias or prejudice against me because this lawyer with the black robe forced you on a threat of jail to be here today?
Yeah, that's going to go well.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we know that psychologically it's provable that it's going to have an impact on them. And so what I do is I ask them, look, if you want to know the dread and the reason why people pay taxes, it's not because they believe that they're obligated to, but it's because of fear. And if you want to feel that fear, you as a juror stand up and walk out of here right now. And what you do is you generate that dread in them and you anchor that to every time you start talking about paying taxes so that you can actually show no one can form the requisite mental capacity necessary to have a legitimate conviction for willful failure to file because everybody files out of fear.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think that there are a couple people out there, maybe a handful of them, that really do like taxes. They really do love the system, and they...
The ones that actually pay them, too?
Yeah, like they pay, right.
They pay taxes and love the idea of taxes.
Yeah, absolutely. Those people do exist. I mean, I've done tax...
There's no shortage of mentally ill in the world.
Right. I've done anti-tax, activism. Remember, Mark, when back in Sarasota, I would wave a sign out in front of the post office for a whole day, like a whole business day on tax
honk
day.
Honk if you don't like taxes.
Honk if you hate taxes. And every now and then, somebody would stop... They pull up in their Lexus as they were coming out to from paying their taxes, and they'd yell something out their window about how they love taxes and it pays for society, and they're happy to pay their taxes, and they would pay more if they could, or something like that.
They can.
There's a handful of folks that are doing it not out of fear, but I think you're right that most people are afraid.
Well, the bottom line that because there is always a threat of jail attached to it, whatever their subjective view is at that moment, I don't think is really relevant. It comes down to you pay or you go to jail. So they may tell you to your face, but if you were to ask them, why not just stop?
Well, because they love the system.
They may say that.
Yeah.
What it comes down to is a rape victim can say they enjoyed it. It doesn't take away from the fact that it was still done on a threat of force.
I don't know. I tend to believe them because there are just some people who are so implicated.
You can't argue sanity with a mad person. So
right.
There's no reason to say that. You can say 9 out of 10 or something
say
that.
Yeah, 9 out of 10.
It's the vast majority of people are paying taxes because they're being threatened if they don't pay taxes. And
right. Even if you bring up to this person that loves taxes, if you bring up to them, some programs they might disagree with, let's say they don't like the war, for instance, you could bring that up. But they'll still go ahead and keep paying taxes because, in their mind, taxes are the price we pay for a civilized society. These are things they've said. So this is how they justify, being raped by the system after the fact. But they have fully justified it, and they truly do believe it.
They may truly believe. There may be a handful out there. I would say 9 out of 10, but it sure may be a handful of...
Oh, no, 1 out of 10 is like that. 9 out of 10 are afraid. I think 9 out of 10 are doing it out of fear. 1 out of 10 are maybe doing it because they truly believe that it's for the good of society.
That they could be that deluded.
So and I don't think that, you know, with a little bit of time that you couldn't convince 9 out of 10 out of that 1 out of 10 that they, in fact, are deluded on this topic. But why, when you can still point to those other 9 out of 10 that they're being forced?
And for all we know, the 1 out of 10 actually are government workers in the first place, which would explain their bias.
Right, which, in my opinion, they shouldn't even get a vote.
Hey, Mark, website, markstevens.net, M-A-R-C-Stevens.net. That's where they can hook up with you. Folks can listen to your radio program. And whenever the book is available for pre-order, I imagine it will be available on your site?
Yes, and we should have Mike on the show this weekend if people want to hear more details about the show. And on my website, we do have posted, you know, the podcast posted when we spoke with Mike a few days ago. So we have a lot more details on what was happening during the trial.
And
I just
Mark,
want to point out, you can see how effective it is to challenge the applicability of the code as opposed to the interpretation of the code, because they have no evidence whatsoever.
So, by the way, just a related story here. We had this in the news tonight. We were going to talk about it briefly, and we're short on time, but I just want to throw it out there for you in case you hadn't heard about it. Did you hear about the LOL case?
No.
So, lady convicted for drunk driving, Facebooked, "My dumb got a DUI and hit a car, LOL." She updates her Facebook with this. The posting disturbed the people in the car that she had hit and the judge so much that the woman was ordered by the court to shut down her Facebook page. She ignored the judge's order to shut down her Facebook page and then was sentenced to 2 days in jail on a contempt charge. So apparently judges believe that they can control your Facebook page now.
Apparently they can.
Well, yeah, well, if they believe they can do it, really whatever they want. So it really isn't out of the question to shut down a Facebook.
And all of the evidence points that they can do whatever they want to. Although when they threatened us at freekeen.com and demanded that we change our content, we refused. And they didn't make a move at that point. So good for her for saying no. She paid the price for it, but good for her for standing her.
I'm going to keep my Facebook.
Yep. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.